First of Kings, chapter 5. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, for he'd heard that they'd anointed him king in the place of his father. For Hiram had always admired David. Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, "You know how that David, my father, couldn't build a house for the name of Yahweh his God because of the wars which were about him on every side, until Yahweh put his enemies under the soles of his feet." No. David wanted to build God a temple, and God said to him, "I don't want a temple." It's very clear in 1 Chronicles 17, "I don't want a temple. I don't live in buildings made of bricks and mortar. I will build you a house or a family of people centered around your great descendant, David, who will also be my son." We know from the New Testament that that was Jesus. And God is very clear about that. And David says, "Oh, wow, thank you. So you promised that me and my family, spiritually, we're going to like live forever before you. Wow, thank you so much." And that was it. God actually said, "I don't want a temple." But David, later on, he came down all small and humble before God, but he didn't stay down there. He got back on this obsession with, "I want to build a temple." And he passed that on to Solomon. And David says various things at different times, trying to justify it. He says, for example, well, David says, "God said to me that I couldn't build the temple because I'd shed so much blood. I'd killed a lot of people in my life." There's no record that God said that. That's what David decided. But God had said, "I don't want you to build me a temple." But you see, man always wants to do works, whereas God wants us to believe and let him do things for us. And we're all happier doing works. But now Solomon's twisted that, even what his father said. When David had said, "Oh, I can't build the temple. God said I killed too many people." Now he says, "Well, actually, my dad couldn't build the temple because he was busy fighting lots of wars." No, God said, "I don't want a temple." Simple as that. "I will build you a house." And he said, God said to him, "I have never asked for a temple. I've always been happy that my ark was underneath the curtains of the tabernacle."
Back in those days, God rented a tent, not made up from him, just made up from him.
That's right. God wanted just for his ark to be in a tent, as he had commanded it to be made out of curtains, like a tent. That's all God wanted, not a great big grandiose building. So you see, over the years, people come to justify themselves and they come to twist what God said into what they like to think he said. David does this a bit and Solomon does it even more. And we can all do that. And when you wonder why there's so many Christian people who all claim they believe in the Bible, yeah, they all got these different ideas, some of them radically different. Well, yeah, that's how it is that people just decide what they would wish to be true. So Solomon goes on, "Now my God has given me rest on every side. So I purpose to build a house for the name of Yahweh my God, as Yahweh spoke to David my father, saying..." Now listen carefully, because Solomon says he's quoting now. He says, "God said to David, 'Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name.'" No. God said, "I will build a house." Not your son. "I will build a house for you." And God clearly meant a house, not as in bricks and mortar, but as in a family. So again, he's twisting, he's quoting what God says, but then he twists it to his own advantage. So Solomon says, "Now therefore command that they cut me cedar trees out of Lebanon." When Hiram heard the words of Solomon, he was very pleased and said, "Praise the Lord who has given to David a wise son over this great people. I will do your desire concerning cedar and fir timber." So Hiram gave Solomon timber of cedar and timber of fir, according to all his desire. Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat and 20 measures of pure oil, and Solomon gave this to Hiram year by year. King Solomon raised a levy out of all Israel of 30,000 men. He sent them up to Lebanon, 10,000 every month. By rotation, a month they were in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was over the men, subject to forced labour. Solomon had 70,000 who bore burdens and 80,000 who were stone cutters in the mountains. Besides Solomon's chief officers who were over the work, 3,300 who bore rule over the people who laboured in the work. And the king commanded, and they cut out great stones, costly stones, to lay the foundation of the house. But this all rather sounds like how the Israelites were treated in Egypt by Pharaoh. They were made to do forced labour. They had taskmasters over them or officers over them. And actually, you read elsewhere, Solomon wasn't just building a temple to God. He was building a whole load of things. He was building store cities for his wealth and his chariots. That's exactly what the Egyptians made the Israelites do, to build them store cities and put taskmasters over them. And Solomon had married Pharaoh's daughter. So it all comes together. It's like a detective story. You put all the little clues together. And then one last thing, when Solomon dies, the people come to his son Rehoboam and say, "Your father whipped us. Please, can you just be a bit lighter with us?" So he abused his own people. So this idea of building the temple, no, he was quite obsessed with it. And it was not, I don't think, pleasing to God. Although God accepted it and God dwelt in it and the glory of God entered the temple. But it was not God's ideal intention. It's like Israel wanted a king. God said, "Look, you're rejecting me. Okay, you want a king? I'll give you a king." He gave them a king. But that was definitely not God's ideal intention. But he still worked through them. And it's the same with us. If we may make decisions that aren't very good, God doesn't want to lose us and he'll still work with us. But often those decisions make our lives a lot harder.